Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for the Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand Onstage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon. Sorry about that. Seems when you're gone for a little while, everything kind of goes a little bit wrong there, but I'm back. Hi, I'm DJ LFN, or Aaron, and you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live out of Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario. Wherever you're listening from, I hope that you are having an amazing day, and I hope that what I have lined up for today will make it even better. I'm so excited to be back in the studio today. Oh my gosh. Whether you're an avid listener or not, I've been gone for a little bit, took a little bit of a break from Whiplash this past month, did a little bit of traveling, life got kind of busy, and of course now the school year has started, so hopefully you'll see me back here or hear me back here every Friday at 2 p.m., because I have been very, very lucky to be able to keep my same time slot as I've had for like the last 2 years. And if you're not an avid listener and you didn't know I was gone, I'm sure you will be one after this next hour.
I called.
That was Always See Your Face by Love. And before that was Bulldozer by Thunder Queens, who are an all-female punk group from London, Ontario. They're fairly young. They seem to be like early 20s. I only found out about them yesterday when I was trying to find some Canadian groups that I hadn't heard before, and super, super cool. They played the Allura Festival this summer, which is pretty awesome, and they've also opened for the Beaches this summer, which I think is a pretty crazy feat for such a young group. And before that was a new single from Pearly Drops called Lost in the Dark, and I started that set off with Next of Kin by Always off of their first album.
Their self-titled album.
How are you? I'm actually joined by you're like, there's two voices now. Yes, I'm joined by someone else in the studio today, and that would be May of The Mood with May.
Coming back again. I was gone for the summer, but I'm coming back next week, Wednesday, 11 till noon.
Ooh.
Tune in.
Ooh. And do you have a theme for next week?
Undecided. I think I might just do, like, I did a lot of concerts this year, so I might do like a concert review, like talk about my summer a bit, catch everybody up, because it's been like, what, 3-4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week following, I'll start doing like more theme specific stuff again. So tune in.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because I know that you tried to keep doing Mood with May at the beginning of the summer, and then that just life gets in the way.
Yeah. Like between going to so many concerts, which was so fun, but such a bad idea, both.
Yeah. Imagine living that close to Toronto in the summer.
Yeah. That's the problem, is like I live in the GTA Durham region. So I'm constantly like, oh my god, I need to go to the show because I can just take the GO train there, and then my wallet is just looking at me with this sad face. It's like it just looks tired.
Yeah.
And I was tired. I was going to like concerts like back to back in the weekend, so it was like Friday night, Saturday night, and then I also worked like Saturday mornings, so I'd be like going to a concert Friday and then waking up first thing Saturday morning, going to work, going from work to a concert on Saturday night, and then going to sleep. And it was just a lot.
Oh my gosh, what a horrible life you lived this summer.
I know.
Sounds so difficult.
It was so hard, guys.
It was so hard seeing all these bands that I like loved and idolized as a kid. Oh my god. It was so hard.
Nobody should ever give me concert tickets ever. Like, if you have concert tickets that you want to give to me, please don't ever give them to me, because I'm just so tired of it.
No more concerts.
I'm
noted.
Done.
Noted. Putting it out there for whoever is listening, I have a spare ticket for Wine Lips this December. I'm looking for a plus one. So please put in your applications. I will receive anyone at this point. Up next is a song that I found a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago to be precise, as I'm looking at the statistic here. And it is Star Wheel by Purple Heart Parade. I don't know. I had this song on repeat for about a week to 2 weeks. I don't have anything else to say about it. So this is Star Wheel by Purple Heart Parade, followed by the new Peach Pit.
Exciting.
Ooh. We'll be right back.
wanting lately. I know it's a baby.
you just heard Bug from the newest Fontaines D.C. album, Romance. This song really, really stood out to me when I listened to the album. Have you listened to it yet?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
What's your thoughts?
I enjoyed it. I have never been like a huge like Fontaines D.C. fan just because I've like not really delved into their discography. Mm-hmm. But I did a listen through because I saw a lot of people chit-chatting about it. Mm-hmm. And I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't have many specific thoughts because, again,
Me either. Huge, like, I just really, really like this song. And shout out to Taylor. You shot me a message before I went on. If you're listening, shout out to you. You have such a crazy, uncanny ability because it happens over and over again to whatever story you post on Instagram, put a song on that I'm going to be playing. It's happened with multiple artists, multiple weeks, and it cheeses me. But now I just think it's really, really funny.
The funny coincidence.
Yeah.
You guys share the same brain cells.
That made me a little uncomfortable. Sorry, Taylor.
Sorry.
And before that was Crazy by Pylon Reenactment Society. I really love the band name. That's partially why I put them in here. It's such a cool band name. And before that was a new single from Peach Pit, Magpie. I initially was a little underwhelmed with the song, but I feel like with most Peach Pit songs for me, I kind of have to play it over and over and over again before it really like digs into my brain and doesn't leave.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened with From 2 to 3, which was their last album from, oh my gosh, what is it, 2-3 years ago now?
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, but they're touring now. Are they not? Peach Pit?
I am not quite sure they're touring now, but they probably
like
will
they
be.
They have one planned. I feel like I've seen it. I get those emails from like Songkick and everything. That's like, these artists are touring.
Oh my gosh, the Peach Pit tickets better not be out yet because I'm not willing to pay resale prices. And then before that was Star Wheel by Purple Heart Parade off of their album Desolation Angel. They are a shoegaze group from Manchester, England. I always have to specify because there's so many cities in Canada and America that are named after British cities, which I find really, really funny. But that song is an absolute banger. I have nothing to say about it other than just listen to it. It speaks for itself. The next song that I have lined up while May is looking to see whether Peachman has dropped their tickets or not, which I really, really hope not. The next song I have lined up is by the Retail Simps, who are a punk group from Montreal, I think.
As far as we could tell.
As far as we could tell, they have no social media presence whatsoever. And the song that I have lined up is Rock and Roll, which I believe was the last song that they played.
Yes.
Yes? Yes. I think so. We had the pleasure of seeing them on, Tuesday night, this past week. They opened for Bikini Kill, which shout out to Bikini Kill because we love you. which was such a crazy, crazy experience. When we looked up who the opener was for Bikini Kill, we were like, ew, boys.
Yeah.
Why? And honestly, they didn't disappoint. Did not disappoint. The energy that they brought to the stage, they said it was like their first time ever playing on like a stage before, which is wild. It was their first time. And just, I want you to picture like the weirdest group of guys you could possibly picture. So there's like one guy who's playing at the front. He's the bassist and he looks like Charlie from Stranger Things.
Yes.
With the bowl cut, everything. Yes. We were like, whoa. And then I want you to picture like your best friend's dad growing up, but like hot. And he's absolutely shredding electric guitar.
I'm glad we both had that thought.
Absolutely.
I felt
shredding.
Kind of guilty about that.
No. No.
Yeah. And then your other best friend's dad playing the drums.
Like, there's like three generations on stage right now. Yeah. And then I don't even know how to describe the other guy. Picture a guy that you've seen in a bar absolutely crushing, like, crappy beers. Like, these guys were like crushing Miller, not Miller Lite, Mill Street Organic.
Mill Street, yes, yeah.
Wheat beer.
Yeah.
On stage, like 375 milliliter cans, just like one after the other. Can after can, like all of them. And you're just watching all of these yellow cans like slowly appear on stage. And you're like, are they magicians too? Like, where's it coming from?
Like pulling them out of their shirts. Like, I don't know where they were coming from.
They're like acting like their electric guitars are like slide guitars and they're like sliding their like empty beer cans.
At one point, the keyboardist had to stop in the middle of a song because one of the cymbals from the drum set like came down. I think it got caught on one of the chords for the bassist. Mm-hmm. It was like chaos, but it was so fun.
It was so fun. And then they start kicking the cymbals down to mess with the drummer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. These guys, the energy that these guys brought to the stage was like energy that I've never seen before. It was crazy. I love the performance.
Yeah. No, it was great.
It was really, really good.
I was not disappointed.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They killed it. Did you find out whether Peach Pit are on tour or not?
So they're playing a live show in Normal, Illinois.
Okay.
But they have no other shows planned for 2024.
Awesome. That's what I love to hear.
According to Songkick.
That is what I love to hear. Perfect.
If they're doing a gig in Illinois, then I imagine that once they start releasing more music, they'll announce a tour.
Perfect. Up next is Rock and Roll by the Retail Simps on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I got lots of time to get this going. We'll be right back. a bag of bricks. About rock and roll, about rhythm and soul, and romance.
Started that set off with Rock and Roll by the Retail Stamps, and then you heard Brown Paper Bag by Dive off of their latest album Frog in Boiling Water, which released earlier this year. And they're pretty cool in person.
Yeah.
Not to flex.
Yeah.
Not to flex, but yeah.
We saw them.
I saw them last year open for Depeche Mode. What can I say? Thank you, Mom and Dad, because I could not afford Depeche Mode tickets. And you just heard Dirty Tricks by Dour, who are a group from Vancouver, British Columbia. And they only have 2 tracks out, and that was one of them.
So cool.
I hope they drop more because that was super cool. I only have 1 song left for you today, which is Medical Jargon by Fold Paper, which are a group from somewhere in Canada.
Woo!
I believe that they define themselves as a post-punk group. I found them yesterday.
Wow.
I hope you really enjoyed today's show, and I hope you see you, hope to see you, hear you, feel your presence next week.
Tune in
next
week.
And if you didn't like today's show,
tune in next week.
Tune in next week. It'll be completely different. What are you doing? What do you mean you didn't like it? Okay, I'll do something else next week. Maybe you should tune in tomorrow, Saturday night at midnight, because I also have a show called Whiplash After Dark, where I get to play swear words.
What?
This is Medical Jargon by Fold Paper. I hope you have a lovely rest of your week. Bye.
Come on. CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and